prophecy for. Don't despair when you can't feel me by your side. Given to Apostle Elizabeth Elijah Nicomiah, February 5th, 1997. From Prophecy 105, Yahweh said to put this up on all prophecies from now on. I warned you a long time ago, Elizabeth, not to name this ministry after a man or woman, even before there was a ministry. I put it in your spirit, for none of this has been done by your hand. None of this has come forth from your mouth. It is from the mouth of Yahweh that is given birth. It is from the mouth of Yahushua, your Mashiach, that is given birth. It is from the mouth of the Ruach HaKodesh, your Imayah, that is given birth. If it had only been by your hand, it would have failed long ago. It is by the Shekinah glory's wind that blows across this earth, the holy wind of revival. It is not by your breath or would have failed. Prophetic word begins. Tell them, my child. Tell them I no longer can hold back my father's rage. I have tried. I have called out for mercy on those that intentionally defile all that is holy. Those that refuse to acknowledge the word sin. Those in the pulpits that make poor excuses for sin. Can even the best excuse cover the blackness of sin? Yet when I plead with them to repent, to turn away from sin, they mock me and say, Yahweh does not care, he understands. They tell my prophets and apostles to shut up and leave them alone, to keep their words to themselves. They won't allow them to speak in churches and allow demonic occultic spirits to enter in the churches so even a prophet is not safe while praying. These evil spirits lie in wait, knowing the prophets are coming to send forth my warnings, and they are blocked, and yes, some even harmed. The greater the warning, the greater the opposition from the enemy. Satan is trying hard to silence my prophets and apostles, and those who have been told to warn the people. Warn them of a God in Nahum 1 that says he speaks in the storms and earthquakes. Warn them that Yahweh is a jealous God, and he will not allow any other gods before him. Warn them that Yahweh's anger is not easily appeased. Warn them! Still I, Yahushua, send forth my messengers to warn them, and like in the Bible, they are beaten up and some even killed. I have spoken about the satanic plants in the churches. No one is listening. So few even attempting to expose them. I have warned them that Satan is in the midst of the churches, and he is battling for false doctrine. Spirits of rebellion. A spirit to pervade the church that sin is not sin. But I am a holy God, and I demand you to be holy as I am holy. I put my own spirit within you so you know right from wrong. Sin is black and is not gray. Holiness is white and is no other color. Some will now allow Satan to take that and make a racial connotation out of it. Stop it now! You know what I mean. Only red will wash away this sin from your minds. And that is the blood of Yahushua Mashiach at Calvary. I am warning you now, the reason my presence is not being felt as before is because I am grieving. I am weeping for what I must do very soon. Did they listen to this prophet whom I now use when I warned beforehand that China would taste my anger through earthquakes? The biggest one is not yet occurred, but is coming. They have killed so many of my children and tortured and imprisoned my children, my messengers. For this, the government will pay mightily, and the country will be ripped apart with earthquakes as they seek to divide my people and turn them away from me for fear of openly worshiping the God they once served and now fear openly to serve. As they divided my people, so I will divide their land. I am protecting those that are mine, and I know who is mine. I have even shaken the prison doors like in the times of old. So the prisoners who preached the gospel, this was their only crime, would be freed. I am coming in a mighty way. And this year, though your local news stations refuse to admit the destruction and anger I've already exhibited this year, I will start demonstrating in ways they will no longer be able to ignore. They blame it on Mother Nature. There's only one creator, and I am the father of all creation. I am who I am, and there is no other. I share my glory with no one, especially a Mother Nature. I have sent forth the warnings in television programs. Yes, the rock has cried out, but are they listening? So few, oh so few. Don't think I am rejoicing in what I must do, for I am not. But I must, for the children now think they rule the parent. A chain of volcanoes are going to go up at one time. It will be my red-hot lava that spews forth and that symbolizes my anger. How few even try to be holy anymore. They think I'm weak at sin. If only they would repent. If only they would realize I am a God that does not change. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. You must change, not the great I am. I am who I am, and I apologize for nothing I do. I answer to no one. The great Yahweh is angry, and even my son. The one I gave to you as a savior cannot appease my anger much longer. I am about to vent some of my anger. Beware all who have mocked me, and the word of Yahushua, and silence those who have the anointing of my messengers. Abused, tortured, imprisoned in mankind's prison. I am angry! I warned Sodom and Gomorrah, and I am warning you now once again. The world is a modern-day Babylon, this world. I am a creator who demands holiness. I put in every human a place that desires holiness and a relationship with their creator. I will not only send a volcano that will erupt in a chain reaction, but I will shake the earth as a parent shakes a disobedient child. I'm going to shake not one section of the earth at a time, but many sections of the earth at a time. I'm going to send forth my feet that will stomp on the earth in rage. My anger is great toward the rebellious who have shaken their fists in my face and said they refuse to obey a book and rules written so many thousands of years ago. For those who use my name as a curse word, for those who mock my son's blood that was shed for them at Calvary, I'm going to send forth the hurricanes to demonstrate the tears I have shed over my unrepentant children, over those that I have created that I should have been my children but refused to acknowledge me as father, who turned to unholiness and did not even attempt to please me or seek me. Floods will come and will cover many sections of the earth at one time. These will symbolize my tears, as so many have held over heaven. Those that choose Satan over Yeshua, I will send forth the tornadoes, and it will be my fist sending forth the flying wind. I will demonstrate this is not only in one place, but you will see many come together. You will know I am speaking, and I am angry, and my anger is not easily appeased. There have always been earthquakes, floods, tornadoes, hurricanes here and there. But when you see them like a chain reaction, many at the same time, then you will know this is the time I have warned you about. Repent now, before it's too late. I have been holding back my anger far too long now. For the sake of my son and his prayers for you, the people, I have held back my wrath. But Satan mocks me and taunts me because I have not punished you. He uses my own creation to mock and taunt me. The mouths I created, the mouths I anointed at one time. Yes, in my own churches I am mocked as the holy word is twisted to conform to man's image, not a holy God's image. They are teaching homosexuality is of me. It's not sin. It's Yahweh's fault. It's a birth defect. The lying and deceiving spirits are going forth out of those that have a form of godliness but no godliness within. I will personally deal with those evil shepherds in ways that will show the people I am not a God to be mocked. I am not a God to be easily angered. I will deal harshly, and you will see them drop dead in the pulpits. Those that encourage these things and abortion, I knew each and every one of you before you were in your mother's womb. I created and fashioned and planned what I wanted your lives to be. It was your choice whether you became what I intended. Don't blame me, for I only wanted the best for you. Even those of you who have suffered and have led a life that has not seemed blessed, I will and have used you for my glory. In your sufferings you have glorified me, as others see you will still please me, serve me, and worship me. My anointing pours forth in your lives, even greater than those who have led a life that has few problems. Your life has not been given the blessings of others. It is not because I do not love you like the others. It is because, like Yahushua was put on this earth to suffer for the sake of others, so too were you. And great will be your rewards in heaven if you remain faithful to the end.